Welcome to episode 66 of Life with Mitty. Today, we end the interviews from TeslaCon and Cyber Rodeo with Sarah J. Awesome. If you already follow her on YouTube, you're about ready to get to know her better. If not, what are you waiting for? Today, we interview Sarah J. Awesome, and I truly can say I'm interviewing a friend, not just an acquaintance, not just some other influencer in the Tesla community. No, we're friends now. We shared some special times together, along with my good friend Craig and my wife Deborah. Today, you're going to hear more about those shared experiences that we had, and I know that Sarah had already created some videos around those, and those who currently follow Sarah, you've already watched those, but you're about ready to hear something more intimate, more personal. You're about ready to learn more about Sarah and what got her started on her Tesla journey. You'll also find out more about what we shared together on April 6th, 2022, a day I will never forget and always cherish. So let's get right to it. Here is that interview. Today, I am so privileged, happy, excited. Oh, this is going to be a great interview. I've been looking forward to doing this. And we have some shared experiences to share with our listeners, as well as a couple of questions. If you've been listening to the prior episodes, you already know the two questions I'm going to ask Sarah. And Sarah, thank you for joining Life with Mitty today.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to be here. I look up to you so much. It's so awesome to be able to do this with you. And then that experience that we had during TeslaCon and Cyber Rodeo and everything, like, it's just so awesome. I mean, the first time that we kind of started talking to each other was on Twitter, because I was having issues figuring out voice commands. And then y'all probably know, but Douglas here is like the Tesla hero to me anyway, because he started the voice commands list, the Google list that we have. And, you know, I included that in one of my videos, helping my subscribers, and gave him all the credit for that and was able to add stuff to that list. And so I just thought that was awesome. And then, you know, it just kind of took off from there. You're awesome to me. He's always helping in the Tesla community. And I just love it. I love Twitter. Twitter just goes hand in hand with Tesla and just brings everybody together.
It really does. And we have so many people like that, Sarah. And thank you for those comments. It encourages me. I think of other people like Troy Teslike, who has been doing estimates of production for years and provided that information to the Tesla community. I think of Trevor Page, who's recently announced his retirement, but he'll continue to be active in the community. I think of Ian Pravalko, Mad Hungarian. There's so many people that I could mention. Tesla Raj, Tesla Tino, Omar, I'm just, you know, Holmar's blog, Holmar's catalog. I mean, I can just continue to go through the list of people that are making an impact in the community.
It never ends.
It never ends. I mean, there's a lot of people that have been contributing for years to help us all along. It's been quite a journey, and it's something I really enjoy. So let's talk a little bit about the 6th of April. Oh my gosh. And I know you got started with my friend Craig. He took you for your first FSD beta drive. Maybe give a little bit of color on that experience.
So actually, I want to add to that when I ordered my Tesla Model 3 in 2020, I had never touched another Tesla before. I had never been in another Tesla before, ever. Mine was the first one. And up until that day that I got in Craig's Tesla Model 3 to come meet up with you, I had still never been in another car. So Craig's Tesla Model 3 is actually the second Tesla that I have ever been in. And so that was crazy getting in there with the full self-driving and everything. And he was showing me stuff, you know, on the freeway and the feeder road and all those things. And that was really cool to see that. I mean, I only got the subscription for 3 months and just decided it kind of wasn't for me at that time. But it was really awesome to see other people using it and you using it. because, you know, it's not just about how I feel about it and how I use it. It's how other people interact with it as well, and how they've learned to kind of, you know how to use it and what it can and can't do. And especially you've had so much patience with it, allowing it to make mistakes and correct itself, which I've never seen before, which I'll get to that later. But that was awesome riding with him, and that being my second tussle that I've ever been in. And then we met up with you at his hotel, and I have only seen the white seats a couple times on the internet. I literally try not to look at the white seats on the internet because I wanted them so badly. But me having 6 children and 2 dogs, I felt like I was too afraid to get the white seats. And it wasn't necessarily the pleather itself. It was the stitching that I was worried about. Because, you know, you can wipe off the white part, but I was worried that the stitching would get really disgusting over time. And I have had so many regrets not getting the white seats. So when I saw yours for the first time, it was just like that, oh my God, like the entire world just melted away, and I was just staring into them. Like, they're just so beautiful. It was so awesome to be able to get in your car and finally be sitting in the white seats. It was just, I don't know. It's a whole different experience with them. I don't know. It's just so beautiful and bright and inviting, like an art gallery. And it was just awesome. And also, you know, riding in the Model Y, that is a totally different experience too. And honestly, this whole time, I have not had any regrets about getting the Model 3. I love the Model 3 because it feels like a sports car to me. It's very low to the ground, and it feels like it hugs the road. And I feel like it's my car. It's not a family car. Like, it's just for me. But I have had a lot of complaints from my kids, who are much taller than me now because they're all teenagers sprouting up. And they often hit their heads when they're getting in and out of the car. And, you know, they do have enough leg room, but they also have a lot of bags because they're all in sports now, which wasn't the case when I first got my Model 3. So now we have twice as much cargo stuff. And I have to say, riding in the Model Y was a totally different experience. And I would not hesitate to purchase a Model Y now after riding with you in your car. It was just so much nicer having the extra headroom and footroom. And the white seats were just breathtakingly gorgeous. When I get my next Tesla, I'm getting the white seats for sure. I am not holding back.
Yes, yes. And, you know, I've shared numerous times, and I know some people have had some negative experiences with keeping them clean. The two things that I continue to share is 70% isopropyl alcohol and plain white paper towels, no printing on them whatsoever. And as soon as you got a mess, clean it up. And those are the two things I continue to say. Those are also some of the recommended cleanings that the manufacturer, which is Ultra Fabrics Inc. If anybody wonders who actually makes the vegan leather for Tesla, that is the company that makes them. So if you go out on the internet, and I've posted the links numerous times on the cleaning, you know, what you're supposed to do to keep them clean, and the details there. I posted it on my Twitter numerous times. Yeah, it was great to have you in MIDI because you got the experience. And sometimes if you experience a car just from being in the driver's seat, that's one thing. But to be able to experience a car from the passenger seat is a different experience. And I know Craig was even mentioning it. You know, hey, yeah, this is the first time I've been back here in the passenger seat, because he's always in the driver's seat, just like I am.
Yeah, so, you know what? That was my first time being in the back seat ever. That's true. In your car, that was the first time I've ever been in the back seat of a Tesla. And I get very, very car sick very, very easily. And I also worried about that with the Model Y, because it's a little bit higher. I worried it would be more susceptible to motion sickness for passengers. But honestly, you know, we were all over the place in your car, and I had no problems with motion sickness at all, which was very surprising to me. I was totally shocked that it didn't bother me at all. And I loved the experience from the back seat in your car, because I never get to experience the panoramic sunroof. I mean, it's always behind us when we're driving, and you never get to enjoy it. And so sitting back there with the white seats and that roof, I was like, you know what? I think I want to give up driving for the first time in my life, and I need a chauffeur. I'm just going to get the Tesla robot. He can drive me around and I'll sit in the back seat and I'm going to get a Model Y.
Hey, you know, I've actually thought about that. I've thought, you know, in the future, when full self-driving is working at a 99.9999 reliability level, and we got that going on, and then we got TeslaBot, that would be an awesome duo, you know? Full self-driving and TeslaBot.
It will. I know it's going to happen. The question is when.
It's just a matter of time. Yeah, it's just a matter of time. So I want to take that a little bit farther. So that day, we both got to see, along with Craig and my wife, Deborah, we all shared, and Aram, who came from, she's in Tesla Universe, and I had talked with her in the past, and I was just so thrilled to meet Aram. It was my first time to meet
Me
her in
too.
Person.
She's
Sweet
so
lady.
Nice.
Oh, she, super nice lady, and she took us the back way to be able to see the back wall of the factory. And then we went down, I believe it's State Road 130, and drove by Gigafactory and were able to see Giga Texas from the outside and seeing all the preparations and all of that going on for the next day. Tell us a little bit about that experience. I've got some things to share too, of course.
You know, oh my gosh, I was so excited just to see it. I didn't even care what the view was. I didn't care how crummy the view was. I just wanted to see it so badly. It was like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, like being outside the fence and they're just there. And, you know, it doesn't matter that you're stuck outside. It's just so awesome to see that. So I love that we went down the dirt road first because we thought that we'd be able to get closer that way. But it was actually a horrible view. But we were on that dirt road and just getting out of the car and being in the middle of nowhere and seeing the factory from far away and looking over the double chain link fence. I mean, there was two probably 8-foot chain link fences, you know, several yards separated between them.
Oh yeah.
And in that one section, it looked like the first fence had been crushed. And then they had a second fence behind that with the barbed wire on top. And, you know, I'm pushing 40. I am 35 years old and I'm very responsible. You know, I have 6 children. I have a career in the medical field. I felt like I was 15 years old again. I was like, I felt like a kid again being on that road and just standing up on the cement divider there and trying to like see as much as I could of the factory. And it was so exciting. Even though we could hardly see anything, it was just, I don't know. It was just an amazing feeling. And doing that together with other people that are just amazing. I just love all of you. You're all awesome people. And it was just so exciting. And then, you know, I'm curious about what you felt on that road. And then we'll move on to us seeing a really good view of the factory from the feeder road.
Yeah, the way over, yeah, I had that great anticipation of Aram's going to take us the back way. And so we go the back way and I'm sitting there and thinking, oh, there's better views coming. I knew I had already done the research that driving down 130 would give us an amazing view of the place. Yet, I had that same feeling. I had the feeling of I'm with my friends and we're sharing a special first moment that I'll always remember. And the anticipation that continued to build in me. I know that bigger's coming. We're going to have a better view. I wonder how it's going to work out when we get to the guard. You know, how much farther can we go? And I had already figured out, you know what? They're not going to let us too much farther, but we're going to go. So there was that anticipation that was building up in me as well.
That was the best, I think, is... You know, anticipating getting as close as we possibly could to the factory and knowing that we were going to get turned around by security. And, you know, oh my gosh, I mean, it seriously made me feel like a teenager again. And, you know, I'm so happy that I got to go with y'all because I had planned on doing that drive by myself. And I do also appreciate you being the driver for us because if I was the one driving, I wouldn't have been able to enjoy that experience like I did. It just made it so much better with us being together and sharing the excitement. It just made it so much better for us sharing the excitement together and just kind of like feeding off of each other, like how, you know, excited we were. And then, like I said, I mean, you driving, thankfully, that allowed me and Craig in the back seat and your wife, Deb, in the front to really take in that view when we first saw the factory from the freeway. And that was an amazing view. I could not believe, one, how huge it was, obviously. None of the pictures or videos that you see online do it justice when you see it in real life. And I mean, I started taking the video of when we first saw it until we got all the way to security. And I was filming, and then I turned around, was talking to y'all. And then I turned back around and it was still going. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we're only halfway down the length of the factory. I mean, it was ridiculous. I think that film of us driving there was about, it seemed like 2 minutes long of us driving the length of the factory. And it was so beautiful too. The architecture, it really looks like something out of like a space movie, an alien movie or something. It's so modern, but it's also so beautiful. And when you look at the sides and the corners of the architecture, it looks like the Cybertruck. The windows and the side of the corner there follow the same angles of the Cybertruck, which it just blew my mind. And I've been wondering if anyone else noticed that. I mean, it really looks like the Cybertruck, the whole building.
Yeah, it's got a unique architecture for sure. So then we pulled in after we were able to see all of the details of what they were putting outside for Cyber Rodeo. And you remember, mm-hmm. I pointed out, hey, there's the video semi-truck. They're going yeah. to, they will do a streaming. There's going to be live streaming of this.
I remember, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I knew.
And you were 100% right.
I was spot on, and I was so happy because I figured, I'm probably not going to get in. And, you know, Sarah, you got in. It was awesome that you did. I was so happy. And what I was able to do was to live through other people in Tesla Universe that got in, and like yourself, and the videos and the pictures that everybody did helped me to experience the inside. So you were my eyes and ears. You were one of those people that helped me to be able to take my experience to another level, although I couldn't do it myself. So we pulled up and we go in the entrance. And of course, there's a few security people there. I think, as I remember, about four or five security folks were there. And one of them came up to the window and I lowered the window. And the person was very nice. They were very nice, but they were very direct. They said, now, I what I need for you to do, and he's smiling the whole time. I knew what was coming out of his mouth. You know, yeah. He was going to tell me to turn around and go back the other way. And I said, absolutely, can do. So that's what we did slowly, but that's what we did. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of parked off to the side, and Aram was taking pictures from where she was. She was at another vantage point pretty close. And so that's how we ended that part of it. Of course, then we made the smart decision to, hey, let's drive by a few more times. And so we did. And of course, you know, I was using autopilot at some point in time so I could take in the experience too. And of course, you know, making sure I was doing the right thing by keeping aware of my surroundings. But, you know, but be able to glance over and see that place for the first time. That's one of the things that I'll never forget. It was truly an amazing day. And then, you know, getting a chance to take you back to your hotel, and, you know, you got to have a little bit more of the experience with the Model Y. And thank you for the photo op that you did for Deborah and I. That was so sweet. All right. I do want to move on to the two questions. And I think this is going to be of big value for those that listen to the podcast. You know, Sarah is somebody you definitely want to follow on YouTube. Just look up Sarah J. Awesome on YouTube. She'll come right up. You need to subscribe. She covers things in a way that I feel like a kindred spirit with her. She shares things from a personal aspect and her experiences with things. And she brings you things from that perspective instead of just the same stuff you hear over and over again. You may think, oh, well, Sarah's going to cover something I already know. Well, you need to listen to Sarah's perspective on it because you're going to learn something new. If you're following the Life with Mitty podcast, make sure you follow Sarah J. Awesome on YouTube. Absolutely.
I appreciate that so much. You're so amazing, Doug.
You bet. Oh my gosh. It's all about our listeners having all the right perspectives and those people that can help them along on their EV journey. As I often say, I'm an EV enthusiast first and a Tesla owner second. So I encourage for all manufacturers to be supportive and supported by the EV community. And at the same time, of course, I've made my choice and I like to see other people have the freedom to make their choice for their best EV. Of course, if they ask me, I'm going to tell them SAFETY. That's why I buy a Tesla. So let's go to our two questions. What got you started in your interest in Tesla?
So, you know, before I purchased my car, before I ordered it, I knew absolutely nothing at all about Tesla. And I honestly did not want to know anything at all about Tesla because as soon as I got an inkling of what it was and how beautiful they were and how cool they were and how we were just like moving forward in the future and there was better options out there, I also knew that they were very, very expensive. And that's all I knew about it. And I did not come from, you know, a rich family or anything like that. My whole family are mechanics and in the oil field. And, you know, I'm very frugal with my money. And I just had it in my head that that was not something that I could ever achieve, was getting a Tesla. So I basically did not want to see it. It was like seeing, you know, some Gucci bag that, you know, I knew for sure that I couldn't afford, but I really, really wanted. So I'm like, I don't even want to see it. I'm happy for you. You got it. But like, I don't want to see it since I can't have it, you know. I never researched them at all, but I just thought they were super, super cool, but I never looked into it. And then, you know, SpaceX had their big launch in 2020 in May, I think at the end of May. And, you know, my husband and I, we have six kids together. He has four. I have two from a previous marriage. And, you know, we have Netflix and everybody has iPads and everybody has laptops and TVs in their rooms and computers and their phone and everything. When I grew up, we used to eat dinner in front of the TV, you know, and we had the bunny rabbit ears. We had foil on them. I mean, we watched live TV all the time and we had like four channels, you know, and that's what we did together as a family was we watched TV. And now with all of our devices and everything, everyone is in separate rooms. Nobody's talking to each other. And, you know, that kind of human communication is getting lost completely and people don't know how to talk to each other anymore. And so when SpaceX happened, you know, we were kind of in the middle of the pandemic and quarantine and everything, which I don't want to go too much into. I'm so over it. But we were watching that together as a family on live TV, my husband and I and all of our children. We were actually using this huge couch that we bought for our family, like for the first time. We're never in the living room watching TV together anymore. And I think it was the first time maybe that we have sat down as a modern family and actually watched live TV together and something that was worth watching. And when I was younger, I was really into NASA. You know, I grew up in Houston and I always wanted to be an astronaut when I was younger. And I have always loved space and all those kinds of things. And, you know, grew up in the country staring at the stars. And that's what we did. You know, we would sit outside and stare at the stars and think about all the possibilities. And for SpaceX to bring that to my family and make it feel like, I don't know, just that moment of us coming together as a family and watching something really important and really beautiful and exciting and giving us hope for the future and just making life worth living again. Because, you know, when you see that, you see these men going into space, they're doing it from US soil again. And, you know, Tesla is all intertwined with SpaceX and everything. And we saw the astronauts getting out of the Model X with those beautiful doors. And it was just an iconic moment that was so important to me. And I don't think my kids really understood the gravity of it, but me and my husband did, because we grew up watching TV with our family. And you know, we remember watching Apollo 13 a million times over on VHS tapes when we were kids and stuff like that. So the kids didn't really get the gravity of the moment, but we did. And I knew from that moment, like, Tesla is just awesome. I support Tesla and SpaceX 100%. And I think that we need stuff like that to keep us going, to make us excited about life and make kids excited about math and science and, you know, getting real careers and, you know, doing things like that and letting them know that you can have a career that's exciting and worth something. And, you know, it is important to get an education and stuff. So, and, you know, science and math can be cool. All these things were just kind of compiled together, and that was it. And then, you know, the launch was over. It was awesome. We went back to our normal kind of lives. And I, at that time, I was actually searching for my first brand new car. I had never, ever had a brand new car before. I didn't even believe in getting brand new cars, but I had had so many used cars. And, you know, they all have problems. They all break down. You know, the dealerships sell you something that there's some problem they don't tell you about that they've put a Band-Aid on. And I, my husband and I had both graduated from college. We're finally secure in our final careers and, you know, financially stable and everything. And I decided, you know, it's time for me to buy my first car. I was driving 120 miles a day back and forth to work 5 days a week and driving all over the place. And my back was hurting. My bum was hurting from sitting in the car so long. I was living a good portion of my life in my car. And at that time, I had a 2012 Mazda 2 with 70,000 miles on it that I bought used to get me through my medical program and do my rotations and everything. And it was fine for me, but, you know, I was ready to purchase something that would be more enjoyable for all the time I was spending in the car and safer too, because that car was horribly unsafe. So I started looking at every single manufacturer that you could possibly think of. I'd had Toyota before and I didn't want to go that route. And I'd had Ford before. I didn't want to go that route. I tried Volkswagen. I tried Subaru. I tried Cadillac even, just because my husband wanted me to try it. I hated the Cadillac. And all the Volkswagen stuff was safe and it was decent on gas, but expensive to fix and ugly, in my opinion, and not comfortable. And basically nowhere had anything that I wanted. And at that time, I had thought that I wanted a Mazda CX-5 because I thought the front end kind of looked like a Porsche a little bit. I don't know what it was about it, but it just looked really classy to me. And I liked the light interior and it looked very elegant on the inside. And because of all of the restrictions going on at that time, they let me take it home for the weekend and test drive it. So I drove it out to my dad and my brother and let my whole family ride in this Mazda CX-5 that I thought was my dream car. And we all absolutely hated it. It was awful. Everyone kept hitting their heads. It was not comfortable. The armrest was in the wrong spot. The cup holders were in the wrong spot. It was doing some weird safety things where it kept like throwing out all these sirens because it thought I was going to hit something that wasn't there. It was like ghost sirens, like you have ghosts braking in the Tesla. It was like, it was freaking me out. There was lights flashing. There was horrible stitching. I could go on and on. And my dad and my brother looked at me and said, do not buy this piece of junk, you know? And so I'm like, okay, that's out of the question. So I'm at my wit's end. I'm like, what has happened? Have I gotten too picky over the years? You know, am I just too cheap and I just don't want to spend the money? And I feel like none of these things are worth the cost of a car note, you know? And so I was at my wit's end. I wasn't happy with anything. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to keep my little Mazda 2 until it just runs into the ground. So my husband's like, you know, he's like, you should look at Tesla. And my husband is actually not a Tesla person at all. He's not into EVs at all. He knows that they're good and they're the way of the future, but for that reason, he's really holding on to his gas cars because he loves the rumble. He loves everything. And I do too. But, you know, he has his favorite sports cars. But he remembered, he said, you know, when we were watching the launch, I saw your eyes light up when you saw that Model X. He's like, you should just look into Tesla. And I'm like, there's no way that I can afford a Tesla. And he's like, well, do you even know how much they are? And I'm like, no, I don't. But I know that they're too expensive and I can't afford one. And he's like, you should just check it out. So I got on the Tesla website after him, you know, telling me you should just get what you want, because otherwise, if you're just being cheap and you settle for something less, I'm going to have to listen to you complain for the next 20 years of our marriage that you got the wrong car. It's like, just go for it. Get what you want. I'm the kind of person, I'm so frugal with my money. I will not pay $4 for chapstick. I flat out refuse. Like, I only get chapstick that's $1, $1.25 max. I'm very frugal. And I got on the Tesla website. I had this car loan that was available to me for $35,000 because I was going to get the Mazda CX-5. And as soon as I saw that the Tesla Model 3 back then was $37,990 exactly, and I had more than enough in my savings, I'd been saving up for a new car to cover it, I immediately ordered it in under 5 minutes. I didn't even think about it. And I've never, ever done this before. I don't even gamble. I can't gamble. If I lose $20 gambling in Las Vegas, I just throw fit. I'm like just beside myself, you know? I didn't even have to think about it. So I ordered the car, and then afterwards I started freaking out. Like, did I make the wrong decision? I need to figure out how far this can go. Like, what are kilowatts and all this stuff, you know, how does this apply to a vehicle? So then I started doing my research, and I didn't even have a YouTube login or anything back then. And I actually had to create a YouTube login so that I could save all these Tesla videos I was doing my research on to my watch later, because I'm so busy with the kids and work and everything else. I can't watch a whole video. You know, I always get interrupted. So that's when I created a YouTube login, was to save all those videos to watch later and do my research. And I ended up deciding that I made the right decision, and it was just going to work out absolutely perfect for my drive and everything. Even driving 120 miles a day, I could still keep it between 90 and 20% battery with no problem. And, you know, get everywhere I wanted to go and do everything I wanted to do. It had everything that I wanted. Every single box that I wanted checked off for a new car, it had it all. I mean, basically, I wanted something that was cheaper on gas. I wasn't even, if I'm being honest, I did not get a Tesla to save the world or because I'm a tree hugger or anything like that. I got it for every other reason. And then that, you know, moving in that direction is just the icing on the cake. I wanted something cheaper on gas. I wanted something cheaper on maintenance. I was sick and tired of doing, you know, all the oil changes and all that stuff. I wanted something comfortable because my back was killing me. And I wanted something that was fun and enjoyable for me to drive because I was spending 2 hours a day in the car. I wanted something beautiful and classy that could grow with me because, you know, I am getting older now. And, you know, it takes years to pay off a car loan. I wanted to still be what I want when I'm done paying off that loan. And I wanted something that was dependable, and I wanted something that was safe because I do have 6 children and I need to be around for them. I'm driving on the freeway 2 hours a day. I need something that I'm not going to get an accident in and then worry about my safety. And it had everything. So when I took delivery of my car, I mean, it was one of the best days of my life. I was in love immediately. First drive, never looked back. I'll never look back. As long as I can afford Tesla, that's what I will have.
That's an amazing story. I can remember my first experience was when I picked up Mitty the Model 3, and that was a day I'll never forget. It's amazing the different experiences that we have, but there's some things that both of us share in this experience of the first Tesla. When you first sit in it, you're amazed at just how airy it feels. It's such a great place to sit. And those seats are so comfortable. And I'll never forget my first drive, just like you had. A moment that changed my life. Let me just put it that way. It changed my life from that point on. Deep inside, I knew there would be no other car for me than a Tesla as long as I could afford one. It was the place I wanted to spend time in. And the safety aspect that you brought out so much was the same thing for me. That was the number one reason I picked Tesla, because when I saw the videos of how that car went through crash tests compared to other vehicles that were known for their safety, that sold me right there. I knew that when I plunked down my $1,000 for the reservation in 2016, before I even saw the video, I knew I'd made the right choice. So let me ask you the second question. What keeps you passionate about Tesla? Why are you still in the game?
I've come up with 4 answers for that. The first one is, I mean, software updates. Everyone knows that is one of the biggest answers. It's one of the most common answers The software updates that we get every few weeks makes it feel like we have a brand new car every couple weeks. It's amazing. I absolutely love it. I never get bored with this car. You never really appreciate that until you see other cars aging at the same time. We have three other cars that are 2020 models and 2021 models, all three of them. And every single day, I see them just aging more and more and more and getting more and more boring. And it's just, it's crazy. It's insane what they're able to do with just over-the-air updates like that. It makes it exciting. It makes it safer. It makes it more efficient. And it gives me something new to tell everyone about, my friends, my family, everyone I come across. I love it. It's innovative and it is amazing. The second thing is basically what I said before. We have three other cars. You know, we have a family car for all of us. My husband has two of his own toy sports cars that he loves, that he worked really hard for. And then we have another car that we're giving to our kids. When I have to drive the other cars or sit in the other cars, it just reassures me that I made the right decision and my car is so much better than all of those cars. And hopefully my husband doesn't hear me saying that, but the other cars are super nice and all three of them are more expensive than my Tesla, actually. And I love mine so much more. It's so much more comfortable. My back doesn't hurt. My bum doesn't hurt. It's easy to drive. It's so much cheaper. I mean, the gas prices have been going up so much. That's a whole nother story. But my husband stopped driving his new baby sports cars because they're so expensive to drive. And he's like, I just can't bring myself to do it. And so he's been wanting to take my car. And I'm like, oh, I thought you didn't like Tesla. He's like, oh, please, can I just take it for this one trip? It's so much cheaper. Can we take the Tesla? Can we take the Tesla? Can we take the Tesla? And, you know, we're deciding on getting rid of one of our other cars because it's just so expensive. And, you know, and then the maintenance too, you know, I'm always joking around. He has to do all the maintenance on the other ones. And I'm like, oh, dang, I got to do maintenance before my big trip to Austin. He's like, oh no, what do you have to do? I'm like, I ran out of windshield washer fluid. I really need it for this road trip. I said, do you know where it is? I bought a brand new bottle for my car a few weeks ago. And he's like, oh, I used it on my car. I'm like, okay, well, I have to go to AutoZone. I'll be right back. It's super important. And then my neighbor saw me and he was like, oh, you're doing your maintenance on your Tesla for your road trip, huh? I was like, yeah, just a little windshield washer fluid. But, you know, and then the last two things really is that when I see other people get in my car and how excited they are, and when I see people on my channel and they're new owners or they just ordered one and how excited they are, it just lets me get to relive that feeling all over again. And it just makes the feeling never go away of how much I love my car and how excited I am about it.
That's one of my joys. When you got to sit on Mitty's white seats and I looked back and saw the gleam in your eye and the smile on your face, it made all of it worthwhile. I get that same experience whenever I share Mitty with anybody. The first time that they get to experience the instant acceleration, the torque, and the smoothness of being in a Tesla. It is an amazing experience. Well, Sarah, I want to thank you for being with us today. This has been thought-provoking. It has been, I feel like even though we know each other and we're friends now, I feel like I know you better just myself while we were recording. I want to thank you for the time today. And listeners, don't forget, you've got to subscribe to Sarah J. Awesome. Go out and do it now. Don't put it off. Go out to YouTube. Find her out there. Subscribe. You won't regret it. Thanks again.
Thank you so much, Doug. I really appreciate you having me. This has been the best time ever. We'll have to do it again.
That's it for this episode. Be looking forward to the next episode where we start telling the daily story of Mitty Goes to Austin. I can't wait to tell you about it. As always, empower others. You'll never live life on empty, and we'll talk to you next time.